All right, here with Rainhead football coach Kane Guidry. Congratulations, man. District champions.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny. I mean, who would have thought, you know, when the season started that we'd be sitting here in week 11, you know, holding up the district championship trophy. Kid, you know, I'm just super excited for our kids and the work that they've put in. And, you know, I think they're buying into the – like we talked about last week, to what we're selling, you know. And, you know, the big message for them is trust the process. You know, it's definitely a process to get where we want to go. Still got a long way to go, but I think so far the kids have been doing a really good job of staying focused and putting their best foot forward each day.
Yeah, it says a lot for the seniors, too. I mean, they've spent their whole career under a different program. Their last year, you got a different coach, totally different program, and – they've all performed really well.
Yeah, you know, we have 10 seniors we'll be graduating this year, you know, and there's a few of them that probably, you know, we won't be able to replace. You know, you're looking at, you know, Jamarcus Monroe, who probably has about 75% of our offense each game. You know, defensively, he's the guy in the middle that we're counting on to make a bunch of tackles. And then he's a 3-year starter. We're going to lose Aron Roberts, who also is a 3-year starter, who's, I mean, does it all for us. You see it now. He's playing a lot of fullback, two tight end sets for us. You know, and really and truly, man, you know, Tony Cormier, who came out of nowhere, was a real basketball player, comes out his senior year, and he's been so solid. Such a good kid, very coachable, and a joy to be around. You know, so those three guys are going to be really, really hard to replace, along with the others. You know, Miguel Duvall, I think his name doesn't get mentioned enough. You know, he's kind of been the surprise of the defense this season. I thought, you know, we really didn't really think he'd be able to step in and give us, you know, what he has. And he's been a starter from day one, and really, really solid at that second inside linebacker position. So, yeah, this senior class, you know, Brandon Aguilar, Dylan East, you know, inking down that offensive line. You know, they've been a joy to coach, and we're going to miss them. And really and truly, it'll be really hard to replace some of those guys.
Well, looking back to last week, speaking about the offensive line, going up against Washington Marion, I thought they performed really well.
Yeah, you know, looking at Marion, like we talked about last week, looking at Marion's record, you know, 1-8, very deceiving, really good football team. You look at them, you know, very big kids, fast, physical. You know, that school there is always going to have a bunch of athletes. And for our offensive line to go out and perform the way they did, I think we threw the ball 3 times.
yeah.
I was in the headset with Coach Schrader. I said, look, I don't want to throw the ball. You know, we were moving it pretty much at will. And, you know, to anytime you can rush for over 400 yards, you know, you've got to really pat your offensive line on the back. You know, those guys don't get recognized much either. And so, look, they did an excellent job. The running backs did an excellent job. Jamarcus went for over 260 yards, you know. So all in all, the game plan was go right at them, you know, with our heavy sets and a lot of motion and shifting. And they couldn't handle it very well. And our guys, you know, I saw a little extra in our guys, you know, Friday night. And, you know, I'm not sure if it was because district championship was on the line and they really wanted it. Whatever the case was, they were a lot more focused Friday night than I've seen them all year.
On the flip side of the ball, Washington Marion – very talented, very dangerous, just not consistent on a down-to-down basis. But that meant while you were stopping them most plays, you had to be alert every single play. You couldn't relax at all because they could score on just one play.
Yeah, anytime any one of those kids touched the ball for Marion, they could score. You saw the quarterback first score of the game, you know, busts a run on us and goes for 65, 70 yards or whatever it was. You know, but I'll be honest with you, Johnny, it was stressful during the week because, you know, I kept looking at them on film and you know, they just kept getting better and better, you know, the more I watched them. And I knew that offense was very explosive. They were averaging about 40 points a game. You know, so for us to go in there and hold them to 3 scores, you know, I thought our defense played pretty well. It's very difficult, you know, to get those tackle and contain athletes like that in space. It really is a difficult task. But I thought our game plan was pretty good, and I thought we made the plays when we needed to.
Yep, very good, and the running game definitely helped out with that. All right, now you got to look forward to this week. You said some things got shaken up. I never thought Northwood would be one of the options, but that's where we're going. It's the longest road trip of the season.
Yeah, you know, when at this time of the year, you know, the brackets typically they come out on a Sunday around noon is whenever it's official, you know. Mm-hmm. But that Saturday evening, once all the games are in, you know, you start talking to people, working numbers up. Everybody has a pretty good idea of who you're going to play. You know, all night Saturday night, it was looking like we were going to have Peabody out of Alexandria. We felt good about that matchup. Some things got shook up. Landry Walker has ended up having to forfeit because of some ineligible players. So shook some things up, and we draw Northwood. So, you know, Northwood's a very, very good football team out of the Shreveport area. They've been ranked in the Sports Writers top 10. That number, they are number 8 right now, I believe, or 8 or 7. Ranked number 12 in the power rankings. So solid football team. They're sitting at 8-2. They've beat a bunch of good schools. They play a tough schedule up there in that Shreveport area. So you know, it's going to be a challenge. You know, but like I told the kids, this is playoff football. There's no game from here on out that's going to be an easy one. You know, anybody that makes the playoffs is a good football team. So we just got to answer the call, put a good game plan together, and let's go execute.
How's the approach going into this one? I doubt it's very much different.
No, the approach is going to be the same as it's been, you know, for the previous 10 weeks. You know, we can't put this one game up on a pedestal just because it's the playoffs. I think our kids realize, you know, if we don't play well, then we won't have a game next week. It goes back to winning Monday through Thursday. It's been a premium that our coaching staff and myself have put on. You know, preaching to our kids each day that, you know, we got to win Monday through Thursday. If we don't do that, our chance Friday is going to be very, very slim. So take care of business during the week. You know, give ourselves the best chance. And at the end of the day, if we do everything we can live with whatever result we get.
All right, offense, defense, how are they lining up?
They're going to spread you out. They got a 3-year starter at quarterback who's really good, a pocket passer. He wants to throw it before he wants to run it. So it's going to be our goal to create some pressure from some different looks that we've given all year. I won't give away too much here, but we're going to try to create a lot of pressure, you know, coming from the secondary, mixing it up front. They got a receiver, number 4, who they want to get the ball to, who's a very athletic kid. They're very capable in the running game, but they definitely want to throw it before they run it. Defensively, I mean, one thing that pops out on film whenever I watch them and whenever you look at their roster and the size of their kids, I mean, they've got some big kids. They got a defensive lineman who's going to stand at 6'5", 310, who plays interior, can move a little bit. You know, their linebackers are you know, 6'1", 200-pound bodies that can run. So it's going to be a challenge. You know, I think they're going to play a 4-man front, 4-2-5 look. So it's going to be our goal to mix it up formationally to try to get ourselves in some good spots. I think we have the ability to move enough guys around and create space. And you know, and like I told the kids, I said the great equalizer. You know, whenever you're – because let's face it, we'll be an underdog again just as we've been all year pretty much. And the great equalizer is, you know, you can play with some heart, you can play with some passion, some hustle, and you can play smart and physical. I think, you know, you have a chance. So those things is what we're going to try to do, make sure we're going to be physical. You know, I think up there a lot of those teams are some spread teams, so they haven't really lined up against a tight end much and people that have come right at them and kind of hit them in the mouth. So our goal is going to be, you know, let's play some physical football. Kind of run right at him and let's see what happens.
Falou's been a concern the last few seasons for the last 2 weeks for a bunch of football teams. Got another big cold front came in this week.
Yeah.
How's health looking?
Well, you know, we got Peyton Francis back this week. He was the only one that missed the game, only starter. We had another freshman, Derek East, who has been out, and he still wasn't back yesterday. But knock on wood, Johnny, it's been, you know, as far as the flu is concerned, we've been lucky at Rain High from a football player standpoint that, you know, it hadn't hit us too hard. We're taking extra precaution in the locker room and bleaching the floors after every practice, kind of wiping down lockers. Lysol's been sprayed around, so you know, God willing, we can avoid you know, any kind of flu outbreak in our locker room, and let's keep these kids healthy.
It's going to be a long trip, long bus ride, but I'm sure getting there is going to be a lot of excitement along the way too.
Yeah, no, and you know, it's a business trip. You know, I told the kids yesterday, let's not treat this like a field trip. You know, we're going to try to be mature football players about it, and you know, go through the process of, you know, at the end of the day, the one main reason we're taking these buses and going up 3.5 hours is to play a football game. So, you know, like I said, these kids have matured over a 10-week period. We're getting close. You know, obviously, you're still going to have your days where you got your 14, 15, 16-year-old kids are going to act like kids, you know. But for the most part, you know, yesterday's practice was great. You know, they've been tuned in, and I think they realize that, you know, what's at stake. You know, we have an opportunity, you know, to go win a playoff game. You know, and looking back on that district championship, you know, it's, you know, we talked last week, and I didn't really dig too much into it, Johnny, but I know it hadn't happened much at Rain High, you know, winning a district. So to go and do that in our first season and to kind of give these seniors that on their way out was very special. You know, just hoping we can play well and give ourselves a chance Friday. And you know, once you're in the playoffs, you know, and once you know, if you happen to win a game, who knows, who knows how far you can take it. So we'll try to ride the wave and put our best foot forward. And hopefully at the end of the day, we come out on top.
All right, best of luck. Go get them.
Thanks, Johnny.